The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, hello there, you lovely BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 17th of March, 2019. All the best technology news that's been going on coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, here's one less app you won't find on your home screen now. That is, if you even had it there to begin with. I'm talking about Instagram's direct message app. According to the folks over there at Facebook, remember, they own Instagram. Your conversations will automatically move over to Instagram now. You won't need to do anything, as their standalone direct message app is going bye-bye. Now, given the fact that most people didn't even really know about the app, it's not surprising. It's also playing into account what Mr. Zuckerberg said in January, too, that the plans were to merge all the messaging services of the three main platforms of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. So, if you were actually one of the few out there that said, yeah, I knew about it, well, I'm sorry to disappoint you today. For the other 99% of us out there, we're just like, okay, great. Thanks for letting us know. Moving over to the States now. Hey, you got $50 in your pocket just burning a hole in it thinking, I gotta get rid of this. Well, Amazon's got something for you. And all it has to do with burning. The Fire 7 tablet. Yeah, for $49.99 now, not only do you get colors, you also get expanded micro SD storage too. Still has the 1.3 gigahertz quad-core CPU on board, but according to Amazon, it's got a lot more memory bandwidth now. No longer 8 gigabytes of storage, now you get 16. And like I said, could be expanded up to 512 gigabytes via a micro SD card. Now, no, the tablet isn't out today. That's not how this stuff works now. Gotta pre-order it. But it ain't too far off from the release date. June 6 is when the thing's supposed to be coming out. And as far as the color goes, well, of course, you got traditional black, green, red, and blue. You know, we got so much rage nowadays about the first electric car, and the car could do this, and trucks are doing that with electricity and batteries now. What about motorcycles? Well, apparently Triumph's had enough of everybody else having the fun. Now, I'm sure most of our British listeners know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to Triumph. Yeah, British-made motorcycle madness. Well, they've announced a new program that they're going to be getting into electronic bikes. The project title is called the TE1, and they're hoping to develop and have on the road in 2 years their first electric motorcycle. Now, this has to be said, it's a big departure for the company. They love their combustible engines. Earlier this month, it actually launched the Rocket 3 TFC. That has a 2.5-liter three-cylinder engine. But they're figuring the future is going to be in batteries and electricity. And finally, heading over to the Far East and to Japan. Sure hope you've got a number already over there. Yes, I'm talking about a phone number. I hope you've got one already because Japan's running out of them. Yes, in Japan right now, they're at the point where they are completely running out of the 11-digit phone number. So what's going to happen? Well, I have no fear. Get ready for 10 billion more 14-digit numbers that'll be coming out by 2021. So one has to ask, why are they running out of numbers in the first place? Well, it all has to do with the adoption of the IoT devices. And because of that, they're pretty much depleted now. Plus, with 5G expected to roll out in 2020 in Japan, yep, even more numbers will be sucked right up. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yeah, that's our website. You can get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there, including The Mac Show, The Big Show, this show, and so many other great shows for you over there. Also, check us out on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, and join our BTN Tech community. Lots of good conversations happening over there. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Join us now, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show. Oh, indeed. Yes. Getting ready for the weekend. We hope you are too. Little R&R is definitely in store. However, though, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, party hardy. It's Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.